You're listening to an OTT Play podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is OTT Play, sizzling samachar of the day.
Welcome to another episode of Sizzling Samachar. I'm your host Nikhil. Hollywood news next. Public domain horror movies featuring iconic characters like Mickey Mouse are gaining popularity, and Scream Board is the latest addition. Scheduled for a theatrical release in 2025, the movie promises a terrifying experience with practical effects. Produced by Iconic Events, known for their involvement in other horror projects like Mean One and Terrifier 2, Scream Board is set to offer a unique blend of horror and comedy. Director Stephen LaMorte expressed excitement about showcasing the film nationwide, highlighting the opportunity to bring horror fans together for a memorable experience. The movie's plot revolves around Mickey Mouse terrorizing a ferry in New York City, with an emphasis on practical effects and miniatures. Behind the scenes, talents like Christian Beckman and Christian Cordella ensure a high-quality production that promises to chill audiences to the bone. Next piece of news, Avatar The Last Airbender fans will have to wait a bit longer for the much-anticipated Aang The Last Airbender movie, now pushed to January 20, 2026 from its original October 2025 release date. Paramount Studios aims to expand the franchise with multiple theatrical releases, including this one, which brings back the original creators as executive producers. The movie will feature Dave Bautista as the antagonist, joining Eric Nam as the voice of Aang. Directed by Lauren Montgomery and William Mata, the film promises to delve deeper into the beloved animated series' world. Avatar Studios has ambitious plans for the franchise, with several other Avatar stories in development for future theatrical releases. Despite the delay, anticipation remains high for this exciting addition to the Avatar universe. Moving on, fans of the post-apocalyptic series Fallout have cause for celebration as Prime Video announces the renewal of the show for a second season. Starring Ella Purnell and Walton Goggins, the series has garnered critical acclaim and a dedicated fan base since its debut. Set in a retro-futuristic dystopian Los Angeles ravaged by nuclear disaster, Fallout follows Lucy, a vault dweller, as she navigates the dangers of the wasteland to rescue her kidnapped father. Showrunners Geneva Robertson-Dwarrett and Graham Wagner, along with producers Jonathan Nolan and Lisa Joy, have crafted a gripping narrative that has captivated audiences. With the success of the first season, anticipation is high for the continuation of this thrilling journey into the surreal world of Fallout. Next piece of news, Netflix has announced that The Witcher will conclude with its fifth season. This decision comes alongside a sneak peek at the first table read for season 4, marking the end of a thrilling adventure filled with dark fantasy and sword-swinging action. Adapted from Andrzej Sapkowski's book series, the show follows Geralt of Rivia, a monster-hunting protagonist navigating a world where people prove more wicked than beasts. The series has garnered attention for its unique storytelling and visually stunning fight scenes. However, one of the most significant changes involves Liam Hemsworth stepping into Henry Cavill's shoes as Geralt for the final two seasons. Despite casting controversies, Netflix aims to end the series on a high note, avoiding any decline in quality. Next piece of news, Peacock's hit series We Are Lady Parts is back for a second season and it's gearing up to rock your screens this May. Following the all-female Muslim punk rock band's exhilarating first tour, season 2 promises even more excitement as the band faces new challenges. With a renewed mission to record their debut album, the Lady Parts members find themselves confronting rival bands and grappling with the pressures of success. The first images from season 2 showcase the band's musical growth and personal ambitions, hinting at a deeper exploration of their journeys. Creator Nida Manzoor teases a bigger, sillier and deeper season, promising more bombastic covers and original tracks. With all 6 episodes set to premiere on Peacock in the US and Channel 4 in the UK on May 30th, get ready to join the band for another electrifying ride. Time now to look at the last piece of news from Bollywood. Alia Bhatt is diving deep into her role for the upcoming film Jigra. The actress has reportedly undergone rigorous basketball training to bring authenticity to her character in the Vasan Bala-directed movie. According to recent reports, Alia didn't just stop at basic training, she put in extra hours learning everything from dribbling to dunking. The training aimed to ensure that the basketball sequences in the film resonate with the storyline's essence. To further elevate the authenticity, the production even enlisted a specialized basketball coach. Produced under Alia's banner, Jigra is slated to hit the screens on September 27th, marking Vedang Raina's second venture after The Archies. Alongside Jigra, Alia is also juggling multiple big projects, including Love and War and Jeele Zara. Well, that's all for this episode. Until the next one, it's your host Nikhil signing out. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTT Play se poocho.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.